How much time we have? Starting from 9:30 or starting from now? So who will translate? But I think it is better somebody should say simultaneously. They are too young actually to grasp. So this is a one message I am giving you. Since you are all going to be teachers, the best teacher is one who keeps his mind as his first student. If your mind is your student and you can control your mind, then you can control all your students. The first student for a teacher is his own mind. If our mind is not under control, then we cannot do anything in this world. It's an old Vedic civilization. Guru is one who can control his mind. Mana Shishaha. Pratham Shishaha Vansa Mana. The first disciple is one's own mind. So for concentration we are doing a 1 minute meditation. And then you yourself realize how you feel peaceful. If you feel peaceful, then something you can really understand. If you are agitated, you are disturbed, nothing can really enter inside. So first there should be a tranquility and peace within. Okay, can you say a few words?
Hare Krishna. ನೀವು ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಗ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀರಾ, ಇಲ್ಲಿಗೆ ನೀವು ಬಂದಿದ್ದೀರಾ ಜ್ಞಾನೋಸ್ಕರ, ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ಗೋಸ್ಕರ. ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಪಡಿಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಮನಸ್ಸಲ್ಲಿ ಕಾನ್ಸಂಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು. ಮನಸ್ಸಿಗೆ ಕಾನ್ಸಂಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಮನಸ್ಸಿಗೆ ನೀವು ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಮಾಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕು. ನೀವು ಮನಸ್ಸದ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಆಗಬಾರ್ದು, ಮನಸ್ಸು ನಿಂದ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಆಗಬೇಕು. ಸೊ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮನಸ್ಸ ನೀವು ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಮಾಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಏನು ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾಗತ್ತೆ? ಅವ್ರ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ, 1-2 ನಿಮಿಷ ಮನಸ್ಸಿಟ್ಕೊಂಡು ಧ್ಯಾನ ಮಾಡೋದು, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ಅದು ನೀವು ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗತ್ತೆ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗತ್ತೆ 2 ನಿಮಿಷದಲ್ಲಿ. ಮನಸ್ಸ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಶಿಷ್ಯನೋ ಅಥವಾ ನೀವು ಮನಸ್ಸದ ಶಿಷ್ಯ.
So, just do this experiment for a 1 minute, okay? You have to repeat after me. First I finish some Vedic mantra in order to concentrate mind. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you very much. How you feel? Does you feel a little peace inside? This is a prayer. It is universal prayer. If you do like this before you start your education, then you feel peace within and you get also mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because I told you education is a Greek word which means to bring out. It doesn't mean to put something in. It's not something from outside you put inside. But you have to get something from inside out. Whatever the talents you have, they have to brought out. So this meditation for a moment, kitna time laga? How much time it took? Less than 1 minute. But you get yourself more powerful to absorb the substance which you are not going to receive. Now since you are here, I ask you this question, why you are here? This immediate answer given was for job, that is all right, this is the primary necessity, but basically you are here for getting your future bright. Is it right? Why we go to this school for education? For our future. Right? Bhavishya, 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 future. For a bright future. You understand? It's clear? So all these educational institutes are the places where you go for your future. It's very simple. You go every fortnight to the barber. Why? You go to the tailor to get your clothes fixed. Why? Is there any need for it, for all these things? You want to really mold yourself to be acceptable in the society. You go every fortnight to get your hair cut. Leave it, why don't you leave it like this? You go to get your clothes fitting. Why? Because you want to be acceptable in the society as a gentleman. And we go to the school to be gentlemen. Gentleman means gentle lady and man both together. Gentle, why we are called gentlemen? Because otherwise we are not gentle. When you are not gentle means rough. Is it right? Why somebody is called gentleman? Because they are rough. So we are making them gentle here. So you have to come here to be gentlemen. Basically, to be gentlemen. What is the definition of gentle? Who can adjust according to the situation is not like always, never molding here and there. Gentleman is easily moldable. Gentlemen understand how to live a life in this world peacefully and let others live peaceful. How to be happy and make others happy. That is gentleman. Why you teach other people when you go from here? Because you want to make other people happy also. Because you become happy by education, you want to make other people happy. Is it right? Why you go out and teach to other people? Why? Most difficult job in this world is to teach. Most difficult job. Not to make an aeroplane is not a difficult job. It's not a difficult job to send a spaceship, not a difficult job. Difficult job is to teach because you mold the life of a student. You don't know anything and you make him to speak. So most difficult job in this world is teacher's job. Most difficult job. It should be most respectable job on the planet. Teacher's job is most respectable job on the planet. Because they make us to speak. We don't know really. That is the purpose. You are here to learn something, to teach people. You have to change their life from rough to gentle, from nonsense to sensible, from useless to useful. Now I have one more question. Why you are here only in the B.Ed or D.Ed? Why you are not in B.E. or M.B.B.S. or M.B.A.? Why? Because you have molded your life to be on this side. You are responsible for that, nobody else. You decided to come here, no? Instead of teachers, they came to your house, come for education? No? You came here. So you decided this. Are you satisfied? If I give you option that there are few seats in MBBS, few in MBA, few in BE, still you are satisfied here, you want to go there? Sure? Huh? They are saying yes, but and some IAS officers' seats are vacant. What do you think? What it means actually, wherever we put you, you will not be satisfied in this world. This is the nature of this world. Wherever you are put, you will never be satisfied. That is the problem of this world. Always grass on the other side of the river is green. People think the other, that person is happy, not I am not happy. This is the problem of this world. Boli? You understand what I am saying? Is it clear? We think other people are happy. We are never satisfied in our life. And this world is a place where nobody is satisfied. Why nobody is satisfied? This one only, they put a molding in your life, they put a part which is made from earthen part. Huh? When I was entering your college, I saw a big cycle with 100 parts, but plastic parts. No earthen part. And then I saw one person having a plastic part right here in front of your college. He has a water filled, water was just dripping like a pipe from somewhere, tap, and then you are putting the water in the plant. So this you need molding like this, with a human hand, and that plastic is molded by a machine. We don't have this type. Is this available now in market? Infrequently, as much as plastic is available? This is the symptom of modern civilization. You need quick fix nonsense things. When he was taking us, it was dripping from many sides. Much of water is wasted on the way. How much that will last? This is made pakka. First is made kacha. And how they make it? Can you see this? One hand is inside. One outside hand is really beating it like anything. But inside hand is very loving hand from inside. There is really holding it, then the shape comes. Two hands he is using? You see the part two hands are used? One is for hitting and one is for giving support. A loving hand inside. And hitting hand outside, it's make a beautiful part. That's what your parents do with you. They chastise you and send you to school. You never wanted to go to the school when you were 5 years old. You ever wanted to go to school? You cried when you were put in the school. But they put a hard hand from outside, go to the school. Get out from house. But inside, they paid for your tuition, they paid for your books, they paid for your vehicle, carrier, everything. That is inside hand. They were patting you from inside, supporting. But outside, they were cruel like anything to send you to this school. You never wanted to go. Is it right? But if they would have allowed you to live like this, what do you think? When you grow up, you will be of no use for this, for yourself or for society. You are a burden on the society. So you need somebody really to mold your life. Your parents molded your life when you were children. Now your teachers are trying to mold your life when you are students. But this is only the time when you can mold your life. Once you are over 40, no chance of molding life. Then only holding. You can hold only on something, no molding. So this is the time to mold our life. Now question is, the word is there. Why? No, go to the first. What is the first? See, molding your future. Future. Future means we will live. Then there's a future. The future is for a living person. Person is dead, there's no future. So we are living. So let us analyze first actually. Why we are called living being? Why this chair is not living? Why I am living? What is the difference between the two? This chair and me, what is the difference? What is the future of this chair? It has to break and then go in garbage. What is the difference between me and chair? There is something which is difference between us two. What is the difference? Nirjeev Sajeev. Huh? This is Nirjeev, it has no life. And I have life. So what is the source of life?
Learning.
Source of life is? Soul. Soul. Atma. Kursi ka atma nahi. You cannot mold this now. No atma, no molding. So we are made up of two things. Body and soul. Body and soul. Soul is like vehicle. Oh, sorry. Body is like vehicle. Soul is like driver. If there is a soul, vehicle is useful. There is no soul, vehicle is useless. So body is only seen from childhood till person dies. There's a next slide. What is there? Let's see. See, what is life? Child, education, career, marriage, and the end is in red. The end. What you will do? I'm asking what you will do. I'll graduate BET. Then BA. Then I'll join as a school, as a teacher. Then I become headmaster. Then I become principal. Then I retire. And then I die. Nobody says this, but this is the truth. I'll do all these things ultimately to die. I am living to die. So what is dying? This body is dying. Soul is not dying. This is the basic thing if anybody knows in this world. This is the answer to my question, first question. Why you are in BA, not in other institutes? Because you are not this small life from your childhood to death, say 80 years or 90 years or 100 years. You have a big past behind and a big future in front of you. It's not limited between 100 years. Therefore, the different people have a different shape. No two faces are equal. Why? No two faces are same. Why? No two people have the same what is called nature. Why? Why you took birth in some place, in some village of Karnataka? Why not in Mumbai or New York or London? Why? Who decided? Not you. When you go to buy from market even a shirt, you decide. You go in the market to buy, even come, you decide which you want to buy. You want to buy a car, you decide which model you want to buy. But You do. You cannot decide where you are going next time. It's not in your hand. So future is not very simple as limited, which we can see tomorrow I can be principal, then I can be minister of education. Okay? This is the highest. Is there anything beyond that? And then after minister, when he's retired, what they write in Hindi, Bhutpurva minister. You know Bhut? Bhut means retired is called Bhut, means then always he has a Bhut Jai name. You know Bhut? Bhut? You know Bhut? Karnataka mein Bhut kisko bolte? Bhut jante ho na? You know Bhut? Ghost.
Deva.
So what is ultimately all this? Why? It means we have some special purpose. It's not that what this something we are doing, it's not the alpha and omega of the life. It is not the altogether end in a life. Well, I'm saying, I was a student like you, say 25 years back, sitting like you. I did graduation, I taught many years for the students in medical college. But ultimately I thought, what I have to do? I made many doctors, but hospitals are not decreasing. Huh? I made doctor means people should be cured, it means there should be less hospital, but hospital every day is increasing. It means I am producing the people to make more with people sick. It is good you can have many schools, but it is not good to have many prison house or many hospitals. Not good. What do you think? I become doctor to give happiness to the people, because when they have disease they are suffering. But now I am making them more suffer by my bills than treatment. How much costly is the medical treatment nowadays? Huh? Doctors' fees are unbearable. So I am making people happy or suffer? Suffer. This is a problem. So ultimately you all are here to make people's life happy. But the question is, are you happy? If you are happy, then you can make others happy. If you are not happy, then how can you make others happy? So you learn how we can be happy. The life we should mold, that we live a happy life, then we can give happiness to others. If you are not happy, then how can you make others happy? Tell this one language, one sentence. And aap sukhi nahi to dusro ko sukhi kaise karo? You prepare for your exams? Huh? You prepare for exams. Every year there is some exam. Very good. When you prepare for exam, then your parents in those days tell you, don't watch television? They say like this? Huh? No, television. They say like this or not? What it means? It means for your education, television is distracting your concentration. It means those who are watching television, they are wasting their time. This is the meaning. No. Why the, you tell your children don't watch television when there are exams, is right or not wrong? Why? Because it's wasting time. Huh? And how many people are wasting time every day, 4 hours, 5 hours in front of the television? Whole world is wasting time. And what they hear? There is a crisis here, there is a looting here, there is a fire here, there is a person killed here. Is there any good news? Why we put all this garbage of bad news in our head in the morning? Why? What is the need of this? Why can't we have some peaceful thing in the morning that make us really joyful in the morning? Why people look at the newspaper when they get up in the morning? Why? Because when in the night they sleep, they think it's too difficult day we have. We should not have done like this. Tomorrow morning I will be more peaceful. But when he gets up, he sees a newspaper. He said, this person has also done like this. This has also done like me. So I should continue all nonsense again. See, only hears to make his life more worse. No good news. Why don't you read your books early in the morning? Get up at 4 o'clock. Your education. So you prepare for your exam. That's my question. Everybody prepare for exam with concentration. But this in Molden and Life, this seminar, we have one exam which everybody has to appear. I mean, you for your exam, I have not to appear. You have to appear. Once I am graduate, I think I will never appear in exam, but there is one exam everybody has to appear. And that exam is called the end. That is the end. And so on, the end. What is the, this is the end. Death. That is the exam everybody has to face. And there is no date announced for anybody. But everybody has a plenty of preparation time. I read a book. The book's name was Mastering Your Dash. Mastering Your Dash. I was surprised what it means, dash. Then he wrote, when somebody dies, there's a stone on his grave which says 1915-1999. There's a dash in between the two dates, date of birth and death. That dash you have to master in your life. That dash, small, one point is between the two dates, date of your birth and date of somebody's death. There is one small point, that is life. Two dates are big and point is small. And you have to master that, to mold in such a way that your life will be useful for you and for others too. So we are made up of two things, I told you, the body and soul. There are needs of the body and there are needs of the soul. Body lives only for 80, 90 years. But soul is eternal. Soul is eternal. Soul has no birth, no death. So the future of the soul is more important than future of the body. Whole world is simply focusing on the future of the body. Nobody is thinking of the future of the soul. And therefore there is a chaos in the world. There's people are fighting on this planet. There are so many wars, there are so many terrorism and all these things. Is all people simply looking for their body's future, not for their soul's future. This is a problem. If you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what is the gain? If you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what is the gain? Main hi nahi rahun aur mujhe sab mil jaye, mere marne ke baad mere kis kaam ka? So we are made up of two things. You believe this or not? You agree this? Soul and body. Body is given by material nature. Soul is part and parcel of God. Like how we are born in this world. Whole body is made by mother. Only father gives, which is called seed giving father. Whole body is made by mother. This is the way the whole human body is formed. So similarly, this body which is made up of five elements, earth, water, fire, ether. Huh? This is five. You know these five elements? Earth, water, pancha bhuta. They are also called bhuta. Why they are called bhuta? Because he identifies himself with the body like भूत. यू नो व्हाट इज भूत? भूत भूत किसी को लगता है? या पूछो कर्नाटक में किसी को भूत लगता है? पूछो पूछो होता है? या गांव में होता है भूत? होता नहीं? भूत नहीं है, भूत नहीं. हाँ, ये You understand what I'm saying? When some other thing enters within, then you forget yourself when you talk the language of bhoot. This is called bhoot, right? Aadmi ko bhoot nahi lag jati hai na. So he speak like ladies. Or ladies ko bhoot lagega, then he speak like a man. That is called bhoot. This is, everybody has this bhoot, because he is soul and he think I am body, this is called bhoot. So heaven, what he is, he don't think. And what he is not, he is saying I am. Who am I? Head? No, my head. Hand? No, my hand. Leg? No, my leg. Home? No, my home. So who am I? I am not body, it means, this is, I explain myself, I am not head, I am not leg. I am not this kurta, I am not chair. So who am I? Different from all this? Is it right or not? In your own language. So that is most important. So when molding the future, you think of two future, future of the soul and future of the body. Don't only think of future of the body, also think of future of the soul. That is most important. Next, go to the next, let's say, oh, here you see. Now, we want to be like this flower. Well, sunflower means always when sun rises, you smile. But unfortunately, you never get up when sun rises, therefore you look like that. Is it right or wrong? We want to be really like every day happy like this. But are we really every day happy like this? There is a problem. So there is the other. We have a hope that we can get something, but we are always in a despair. We are always in a problem. In the morning, we should be happy. Look, we have taken rest 6 hours. So in the morning, you should be really energetic. But what happens to us in the morning? What most of the people do in the morning? What they do first thing? Huh?
Yoga.
Let them tell truth. हाँ यस बोलो बेटा हाँ व्हाट
प्रेयर
यू आर वेरी गुड चाय चाय After 6 hours rest, you need tea and coffee. It means still you are tired. Why you are not very active when you get up? This is another wrong teaching which is given to us by British. Whole night they were not sleeping and thinking how to rule India. So in the morning when they were getting up, they were too lazy, so they used to take coffee. But what you are thinking whole night? Why you take coffee in the morning and tea? Why?
Energy.
Energy. It doesn't say energy. Energy says glucose is energy. Milk is energy. They are called energy. Chai is not energy. That is allergy. Some person very nicely said, prayer. He was the right person who said, oh, we get up. In olden days when we used to get up, we used to hear grandmother is doing some puja. So always there is something, Om Jai Hari Hari, something like that, ghanti. But now there is a plate and cup ghanti. So puja is changed in our homes. Say no to tea, no to coffee when you get up in the morning. Are you still lazy after 6 hours of sleep? It means you are not sleeping. Why you are not sleeping? Because you are disturbed. Why you are disturbed? Because whole day you have worked hard and you have not got what you want. There is a problem. Why are people... Here I not see much of this gutka. Gutka? It's very good. Huh? Pan? Very good.
What is here very common?
Smoking.
Gutka is there. Smoke. So when they, why they have gutka? And then what do they do after gutka? Nonsense. If this saliva is a secretion in the mouth, it is meant to be thrown out, then at least God should have two taps here. Khola yahan to nalke hote, khol dete nikal jata. Why? So why you are just wasting this, which is for digestion and smoking? Is this dangerous or not? What is written on the packet of the smoking? Yeah? Dangerous for health. We know it is dangerous for health, but still people use it. What you call these people? They are not ready to mold their life. They are informed not to do it, but still they are doing. They know it, no? But the really secret is that this is written in a microscopic language. It is dangerous for health. You can only see under microscope. But this cigarette is very nice, big billboard outside. You can advertise is bigger and dangerous thing is too small. So here this is the actual truth of our life. We want to be really smiling when we get up, but we are really in the morning too much depressed. Whole day is like a big mountain for us that we have to climb. So how can we be happy? This is a question of that, how we can mold our life that we can be happy. Let's see what is there. So here you have four ways there. Four ways, and here you have something which is ending up from the mountain down the hill. Are we on the right path? The one question you have, where are we heading towards? Am I in the right direction, crossing the right path? So this is a question for everybody to ask. If I am smoking, am I on right path? You ask yourself. No. Then you find out the right path. What I am doing, am I on right path? If I am not taking care of my family, am I on right path? If I am drinking wine in the night, am I on right path? I am misusing the money of my parents, am I on right path? No. So you think all these things when you are a student. The things which you want to hide from your parents and teachers are the things which are leading to you on the wrong path. This is the criteria. What do you want to hide from your parents and teachers? Many things you want to hide from your parents and teachers. These are the wrong things. These are wrong paths. So you think at that time, can I tell this to my father and mother what I am doing? No. Can I tell this to my teacher? No. It means we are not on right path. Are we on wrong path or right path? That's the question. If I am in this school and if I am not preparing for exam, am I on right path? I am wasting my time just sitting outside, boys and girls together, and is it right path? Is it problem or not problem? It's a big problem. So are we on right path or wrong path? This you every day analyze. Am I doing this thing is right or wrong? Life is very short. If you take one step wrong, it is very difficult to really have a U-turn. U-turn is very difficult in life. If you make one mistake, you will have to pay for that. So who will tell you what is the right path? Those who have already walked on that path, they can tell this is a safe path. So you get the idea from the people who are on right path. You never try yourself to speculate which is right path. Learn. The teachers are here to tell you what is right path. Parents are there to teach you what is right path. So for body, parents and teachers are telling you what is the right path and how you mold your body in the right direction. Similarly, spiritual people are there to teach you what is the right path for the soul ultimately, which is a permanent thing, not a temporary like body. So you have to choose right path, make it right choice. Don't indulge in all nonsense which are ultimately dangerous for your this health. Like smoking, like all these things which are bad habits. They are called bad habits, which looks very nice in the beginning, but ultimately you forget yourself and you become slave of that habit. Habits are like a cozy bed. It is easy to go in, but it's very difficult to get out. Looks very nice in the beginning, but it's difficult to get out. So how many people in the nation having this heroin addiction, all these nonsense, they have wasted their life, they have just junk on the streets of no use. So why should we not decide what is the right path? Okay, next. Real progress. Oh, there are two words. These two Sanskrit words are there. Shriya and Priya. Shriya and Priya are the two Sanskrit words. Priya means what I like. And Shriya means what is actually right. Like Priya is I need smoking. Because it gives me little relief. I need one peg of wine because I'm really under tension, so I want to relieve this. This is Priya. I like this. Shriya? No. Say no to nonsense. Because ultimately tomorrow morning I will be in more trouble after all these things. I need again smoking. I need again same thing. So Shriya, Priya, short-term benefits. Short-term benefits. It's just only for a while. No, never, it won't last. Quick fix, immediately perceivable by senses. Immediately perceivable by senses means when, if you smoke right now, you can have, immediately say, oh, okay, I'm not fine. If you are addicted to this thing. But the Shriyas, they are long-term benefits. Basically speaking, Priyas are something meant for body. Shriyas are something meant for soul. Really speaking, the benefit of the body is Priya and benefit of the soul is Shriya. If you understand this, then really you are wise men. Shriyas means long-term. Planning for happiness while overlooking future suffering and suffering, but still I think I am happy. This is a good example I can give you. This present modern civilization is like camel civilization. In a scripture it says camel civilization. You know camel? Camel? Bolo? Kya? Unte? What? What this camel eats? Tharani plant. You know, tharani plant. And then he get his mucosa erosed. And then he tastes salty warm thing. And oh, very nice. He thinks very nice, but it is his own blood. That is, he only eats tharani plants, he only tastes his warm and salty his own blood, and he thinks I am enjoying. That is what the modern civilization indulging in all intoxication, from skeet to smoking to wine to anything. They think I am happy, but they are damaging themselves. That's called camel civilization. So this is not Shriya, this is Priya. Priya is not good, Shriya is good. Are you winning the battle but losing the war? That is the thing is, just you can do something quick fix, now I am happy, but really next day what will be your... All these people you have seen, those who pay their money and then drink wine and then when they walk on the street they fell down in a gutter, you have seen them? No? Then you are a happy person. You have not seen them. in front of a mental hospital, Pagalkhana. One drunkard who drank a lot of wine, he got his tire of car puncture. So he was changing the tire. So he was in intoxication. All the nuts and bolts, they went into the gutter. When he got the another tire to fix it, there was no any bolt. Then he said, the government is wrong, why here the gutter here? My bolts are. Then one insane pagal from mental activity watching, he came down. He said, what is the problem? He said, all bolts are gone, government has made a gutter here. He said, now gone is gone, but still you have three tires. Take one bolt from each tire. Put the three on the new tire, go with three. He says, you are mental hospital pagal, you know this much? He says, I am pagal, but I am not sharabi. So pagal is better. So why to do such things? And these people are hell in the house. These people who are taking all these things, they are hell in the house. Their lives are really suffering like anything. The whole home is like hell. Hell, samajhte ho? Hell, narak. So these things are wrong path. These are priyas, but they are very dangerous, and we lose everything. Whole family is broken because of that. Hare Krishna. Next. Molding, why? What is the need? Do we need to mold our life? There's a question. Shall we go for Shreya? There's a question. Are we just be happy with priyas? Shriyas and priyas, just we have seen. Are we happy with whatever, the way we are just... is there any need to mold our life on a right path? Is there need or not? It's not possible to mold. This is the old people, when they start smoking and when they become chain smoker, they say it's not possible to do it. But impossible is a word in Fool's Dictionary. Impossible is the word in Fool's Dictionary. Write down in your life. You can do if you want to do. It needs willpower. And willpower comes from determination. Determination comes from intelligence. And intelligence, if it is rightly directed, you can do it. Nothing impossible in this world. Prabhupada used to say, impossible is a word in Fool's Dictionary. Those who are fools, they will say impossible. So we can do it. But if we say it is not possible, it means we are not sane people. We are not intelligent people. It is painful to mold. Yes, if you have to get up early in the morning, it is painful. But you have to get up early in the morning. All mothers know they have to get up early in the morning to prepare their children to go to this school. But they have to do it or not? It's difficult, but they have to do it. It is painful, but you have to do it. If you don't do, then children never go to school. Then you have not been carrying out your responsibility. So it may be painful, but you have to do it. It is painful, yes, but you have to do it. If you don't think it's painful, I don't do it, then will child go to school? How can child 5 years go without dress and without lunchbox? Okay, if mother don't get up then? Then we will hire some servant, he will send the child to the school. This is what the people are doing nowadays. Servant is doing this. No love. Child never love you also. If you don't love child, why should he love you? I met one family in Middle East. The lady said that I am getting 1 lakh worth of job, but my children are 5, 6, 7 years old. So if I get 1 lakh rupee, it means I have to put a babysitting to take care of my children. If I go to job, then my children has to be taken care of by some outsider. So then when I become old, if my children leave me in old age home, then they have a right. Then they have a right to put me in an old age home. So then she said, I decided I am not going for 1 lakh rupee job because I have to give love to my children. Because I don't want in the old age to be thrown in an old age home. If we leave our children with the servants, then we will be left with our in a Vrdha ashram where we have to cough and nobody has to really look at us. So we have to decide how we mold our life. Let nature take its own course. If you are in a river and you want the boat to go on its way and then there is some fall, and you say, let nature take its course, and you are directly under the fall and drown. You have to take your boat and divert it from the wrong thing. There is a whirlpool. If you don't really divert your boat, then nature will take the course. You understand? Bolo isko main kya bola?
ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಯಾವ ತರ ತನ್ನ ನಿಯಮ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ನಡೀತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಅದೇ ತರ ನಡೀತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ಏನಾಗುತ್ತೆ? ದೋಣಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇರ್ತೀವಿ. ಅದು ನೀರೇನ್ ಹರಿತಾ ಇದೆ ಅದೇ ತರ ನಾವು ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರೆ ಏನಾಗುತ್ತೆ? ದೋಣಿಯೆಲ್ಲ
ಮುಳುಗೋದು. ಗಾಡಿ ಚಲಾರೆ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಡ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ಕಾರ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಹೈವೇ. Let nature take its course. Then you will bump in some other car. You have to be. You allow the nature to take its course when you are driving? No. Then you have to mold it. As you are empowering people. Kanga. So is it my responsibility? Yes, it is my responsibility to mold my future. Even if it is painful, I have to suffer the pain, because you are suffering the pain. You have left your home. Are you from Durgapur, Chitradurga? No, all from Chitradurga. From some other villages, you left your home, parents. Now you have to eat something from the mess, or you cook yourself something like that. Is it painful or not? In the home, mother is giving everything ready, dosa, garam garam dosa, no dosa now. So is it painful or not? Is it painful? But what you are doing it, why? Because you want to be, have a good future in the future. Since you pain, you have to suffer the pain. Without pain, there is no pleasure in this life. Those who are not ready to suffer pain, they will never get pleasure. So, it is our responsibility more. Next. Now here is just simply clay becomes valuable saw, usable when molded into the parts. There is a clay everywhere. We just walk on that and it just fly up and it's gone. And it comes to our eyes and we become really troubled by the sand, and it touches to the cloth, and then cloth is dirty. Clay touches to cloth, and cloth is dirty. Why you are not sitting on the floor? Why on this? Because cloth become dirty. But when same mud, when worked by these people and made into the earthen pot, then you cook in these pots, you have water in these pots, you have many other things. So clay when molded is useful. Otherwise it is a dirt, which is useless. So our life, it is molded by somebody. Say, somebody is molding clay. Clay cannot be molded on its own. Some potter is doing this job. So some teacher has to mold your life. Spiritually, some guruji has to mold your life. Otherwise, your life will be like sand which fly when there is air and go in somebody's eyes, and every people will suffer by that. If we are not really properly trained like this, put in the right thing, otherwise then we will be a trouble for the whole world. Next. Now this is an example given. This is a white marble. But the same white marble when molded into this Taj Mahal, then this is the seventh wonder of the world. The same, this is just a white marble which is even in my bathroom. The same white marble in the bathroom, and what we do, we just pass a stool on that marble. Is it useful? And this is another place. Same marble but properly molded, is it useful or not? The difference between the two? Same thing. Millions of people go to see this. Who will come and see marble in the bathroom? Unmolded, what it means, unmolded means just
to pass his stool on is useless nonsense. Because one needs to mold his life. Next. What's the next? Well, these are the stories of few people they have molded their life. This is a story of great Gautam Buddha, Siddharth. Well, he's a prince, son of a king, on a horse. When he looked, why the people become old? Why people are suffering? He said, then I have to become old also. He thought immediately, I'm going to be old. I should have a stick in my hand. Can I be? Oh, I'm going to like, why? Why I should be old? Why I should suffer? So he immediately understood, he realized this world is a very difficult place. So he molded his life, he sat down under the Bodh tree, and then he got realization that really if we won't mold our life, then we will suffer in this life. So this is the one story of Gautam Buddha. The middle story is one five-year-old prince, another son of a king, Uttanapada. The first human being in this world was Swayambhu Manu. First human being, and he has two sons, and one of the sons is Uttanapada, and this Dhruva Maharaj is son of Uttanapada. It means he is the third generation of the human being on this planet. Third generation. We have millions generation. It was third generation. But 5 year old, when he realized that there is something wrong here, then he was molded, his life was molded by his mother. She told him to go to the forest and undergo painful austerities to get the shriya, the ultimate benefit of life. Don't waste your life here. Then he got the another person to mold his life, Narada Muni, the great person who can mold the life of a sincere person. So then in 6 months he got direct face to face audience with Lord Narayan. And then now still this Dhru Maharaj is living in the planet called Dhru planet, which is above all these planets. Still in the sky Dhru is shining. You know Dhru? Dhru Nakshatra is there. So it is millions of years before, but it is because he molded his life. So still when there is a marriage, girl and boy, when they are getting married, the Pandit tell them to see the Dhru. Then you will be having your permanent life. Yeah. दिखाते हैं पूछे दिखाते हैं पूछो
मजे मरदा
देयर इज अ वन पर्सन ही वाज अ बिग हंटर इन द फॉरेस्ट किलिंग ओनली एनिमल्स एंड नॉट फुली किलिंग हाफ किलिंग एनिमल्स एंड नॉर्थ मनी सेड व्हाई डोंट यू किल देम कंप्लीटली. If you kill them half, then they are suffering. He said, I like them when they suffer. Then Narada told him that you will have to suffer like this also. He said, why? He said, you kill somebody, somebody will kill you too. Then he said, well, I now understand. So Narada Muni, you mold my life. So Narada Muni molded his life. Then Narada Muni taught him something. Then afterwards Narada Muni came to see him. That same day quiet has become so simple man, when he was walking, if he sees the ant, then he put his foot somewhere else. So he was killing the animals, now he is not ready to kill an ant. So his life was molded and he became a big saintly person. Mirgari became a big saintly person. And then this is the Nakaman which is through Bhagavad Gita. So the life molded by the teaching of Bhagavad Gita of the Arjun is available for all of us. If we understand this philosophical teaching of Bhagavad Gita, then our life will be molded, both of the body as well as of the soul. Why body? Because Arjun uses body for battle, but he has also preserved his soul as a servant of Krishna, and he is eternally still in this picture. This picture of you have seen this Krishna Arjun picture on Gita? Have you seen this picture anywhere in the street, lying in the street, garbage? Huh? No? Dekha kahin? You have seen this? Huh? In the streets? No. Yes? What about a picture of some chief minister and some friend shaking hand in the newspaper? Have you seen in these streets? Huh? At the pakora shop? You have seen the chutney put on the picture of the big man? You have seen? Newspaper? People give newspaper pakora chutney in that? Huh? And all these pictures have a good paint of the chutney on that? And halfly painted, when you throw them, the dark comes and lick that? So all these pictures which are of this worldly people, they appear like big. In the newspaper, they are seen to be completely disrespected. But can you disrespect this picture? No. Why? Because he has molded his life in such a way that still we respect him after 5,000 years. Next. Now this is a challenge to us. You can mold a small plant from one gamla, one part to the other part, you can take it somewhere. But this big banyan tree, can you do this? No? Big tree, you cannot change the size and height. So now it is the time we can mold our life when we are still students. Once we are gone from here, it is very difficult to mold. So it is early days, parents' responsibility and teachers' responsibility to mold the life of their dependents. Otherwise, they are not molded, then we are responsible. We used to go to preach in prisons, and I went to the biggest prison of the Asia, Tihar Jail in Delhi. And I went to the juvenile prison where there are 2,200 below 18 prisoners there. When I saw them, then I said, you are here because we have not properly trained you. So it is not your fault, it is our fault. I gave this, it is our fault, parents' fault, teachers' fault, that we are not properly guided you, therefore you are ended up in this jail. Instead of being in a school or college, you are in jail because we as a parents have not really given you right admission. So it's not your fault. So younger, when somebody is younger, when older days, now those days are gone, when people used to have the mustache, the small child is like a hair of a mustache, you can just twist it the way you like. It was saying in those days. But now people don't have mustache, no, nobody cares what is then. Mooch nahi to kuch nahi. Well begun, half work is done. This line is, second half of the man's life is made up of nothing but the habits he has acquired during the first half. It means after 40, if you live for 100, after 50, you cannot do anything in this world. Whatever you have learned in half of your life, that will become your nature afterwards. So you change only when you are below 40. After 40, if you change anything, it won't change, it only breaks. Next. So this is a teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, another 5-year-old child, is saying, education should start Kaumaram Acharetha. Kaumaram Acharetha Pragya Dharma Bhagavata Iha Dullabham Manusa Janama Tad Apya Adharva Arthavam. One who is suffering, one who is sufficiently intelligent, should use the human form of life from very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved. And although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of signs of devotional service give one complete perfection. In other words, you want to mold your life, then you can mold at a younger age. This is another problem. When we go to the people and tell them,
please now at least some time you give for your soul and some time for your body. You have 24 hours. Everybody has 24 hours. Is it right?
Yes.
Anybody has 25 hours in the day and night? No. 8 hours are for your body. Sleep, eat, take bath, dress. 8 hours. 8 hours are for your job. If you are a teacher, if you are doing some office job or if you are house, 8 hours is for your work. Other 8 hours are for something else. Everybody is sleeping within 8 hours or more? Within 8 hours. If he is sleeping more, then he is lazy. Work is also 8 hours. You come in the school for 8 hours, not more than 8 hours. So where are the other 8 hours going? That is meant for soul, for body, for relatives. That 8 hours where that is going. So that is most important, that early age is right time to mold our life. Therefore we come to the school and colleges. We have all youth people to mold their life, because if one person mold life from this school, then he will become a teacher, then he can mold the life of 100 and 1,000 in his lifetime. So with this intention I gave up medical profession at one certain stage, that because hospitals are not decreasing, so let me go and teach one student even, he can change the life of many people. If they become simple in their life, then many problems will be solved. Next. What to mold? What to mold our life and future? Reap a destiny, sow a character. If you want to be something, then first you should have a charitra, character, charitra. In olden language, you know, there was a saying, if you remember, wealth is gone, nothing is gone. Health is gone, something is gone. Character is gone, everything is gone. You know this? You know this wisdom? Wealth is gone, nothing is gone. It will come. It will go. It's not important. Health is gone, something is gone. If your health is not good, then you cannot do good thing. But character is gone, everything is gone. But now people say, character is gone, nothing is gone. Wealth is gone, everything is gone. The whole everything is upside down nowadays. No people have a character. All these big people, multimillionaire, no character. Their character is completely gone. So one son asked to the father, how we have this big bungalow, many cars, big business? Father simply turned the light off. Son said, tell me, what is that? You can't see? He said, what is this? It's all dark. It's all... He said, that's what I am saying. It's all black. It's all black. All this bungalow, car, everything is black. No character. It's dark. Nothing light. It's a whole black business. Character is gone. Now on the planet, the most rare thing is character. Character is most important. So character. If you sow the character, you will reap the destiny. And if you sow the habit, then you will have a character. And you sow the action, then there will be habit. Sow the thought, so it will go like, if you have a good thought, then you have to do a right action. If you do the right action, then you have a right habit. If you have a right habit, you have a right character. You have a right character, you will have a right destiny. So it means you should have good thought. We are here to give you good thought, then you now put in action. Then this cycle will start, and then your destiny will be molded. Start with thought. Thought is so powerful. You know, India was divided into Pakistan and India. It started by one person's thought in England. One person. And he told this to one person, Abdullah, that this country should be divided into two. One thought of one person, given to one person, has ended up into the division of a country. So thought put in action has reached up to the destiny. Country divided. Only thought. So this thought, we are here to give you this thought. Now you put this thought in action, then cycle will start and your destiny will be perfect. Next. How to mold our life? We must have some knowledge. We get some thought. So knowledge. Knowledge means, what is the meaning of knowledge? Jnana. 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 Right. And the word Veda means knowledge. You know Veda means knowledge? You know Veda means Jnana? So from where knowledge comes? Veda. From where Veda, from where Veda comes? God. Apaurushya. It came from Supreme. So knowledge means knowledge, real knowledge. Not knowledge of only body. Knowledge of the body, knowledge of the soul. Knowledge of this world and the relationship with God. That is called complete knowledge. Knowledge of the body, knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the material world and its relationship with Supreme Lord. Correct. There is one good word here, literate and educated. There are many people now educated. So to be educated is something different. Less wisdom, more education nowadays. There is no wisdom, but there is a lot of education. So literate is something different, not educated. I have degree, but I have not never put in a practice. So it, to be wise is different than to be educated. Education put in a practice is called wisdom. Association. Association is very important in this whole list. If you associate with good people, you become good. If you associate with bad people, you become bad. Is it right or not? What language you speak, from where you learn this language? What language is called? Mother tongue. Huh? Mother tongue. Why? Because only by association with mother, child learns that language. So wherever you are made up of association. So if you have good association, then you will develop good character. You will get good thought. Then your destiny will... So always look for good association. In this world, good association is very rare. Bad association is available everywhere. Good association is very rare. So these schools and colleges is a good place of good association. So have a good association, most important. Good use of time and energy. I told you 8 hours. Where is going? Find out. Go and write down one day where your time is going. Time is very important in this world. Nobody can buy 1 second by giving any amount of money. Our important time is wasted for nothing. So utilize the time and energy properly. Accept feedback in positive spirit, learn and implement in life. This is the educational part. Next. Make the best use of the wonderful opportunity of human life. This is a thought for you to think about. You have a very rare opportunity of human life. Means many lives you have seen around you. Many animals are around you, insects you have seen. Huh? And your life is more important among all those. What is that importance? That importance and what is the object of that life, you think about that. So this is a thought for you to think. We have got this rare opportunity of human life. How can we properly utilize it? For our benefit of and for the benefit of everybody. Next. This is something the education which ISKCON devotees in here in Karnataka they conduct in different places. Science and Spirituality, India, the Treya, Cave of Knowledge and Culture, Vedic Wisdom, the Privilege of Humanity, the Science of Soul, the Substance of the Shadow. These are some courses they give. But anyway, finish. So now, lights on. So now, only simple thing, in one word, you are made of two things, soul and body. You have to think about the molding of the body in a right direction, free from intoxication. Yeah, I have a question, Kenshad Nakwari. I'm just summarizing that you have to look for, you have to mold your body, bodily needs, and you have to mold your spiritual needs also. You have to give time proper to your education, but no, don't forget that you are a living being. You are not a machine. So there is something feeling and willing and all these things which are part of coming from the soul, not from the body.
something for coming from mind. So balance your life, then you will be peaceful. Modern world, there is no balance in these two. Everybody is working only for body and nobody is working for soul. Therefore, they have more things than before. They have big houses, they have big cars, they have big business, but they don't have a peace of mind because they have ignored completely the needs of the soul. So you mold your life based on the soul, then use better use of this body for yourself and for the rest of the community. Thank you very much. Any questions? Then I am for you. Open. What is the question?
Where is the soul?
Soul is within the heart. This is what the scientist of the soul, the one who made the soul, or who is the owner of the soul, he is telling, soul is, huh?
I want visual definition. What is soul?
Soul is the part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. Mamaivansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. In this body, there is a living force that is called soul, which is part and parcel. It means, which is part and parcel of the super soul. So the soul, by definition, is living force in a material body. The body is living because of the soul. When the soul leaves, body is called declared dead. This is what we say. When somebody dies, what do we say? That person is gone. So it means that soul is gone. Body is in front of our eyes. So body and soul are the two different things. As the house and the owner of the house are two different persons. This is my house. I am different than house. So body is like a house and soul is the owner of the. So this is a one verse in Bhagavad Gita, very nicely. Dehi nvasmin yatha dehi. In this body there is an owner of the body. And then he says, how we know it? He said, this body changes from childhood to youth to old. It is like this. I am sitting in front of you, 60-year-old man, say for example. 55 years from today, I was child, 5 years, going in school, yes? I remember this. I remember I was child one day, okay? Where is that child gone? Where is that child? I know I was child, but where is the child body? Child body is finished or not? You can't see child body. If you come sometime, I will show this is my child body. But where is that? Oh, 25 years back, I was young. In the college, I got married, everything. But where is that body? Where is my youth body? Where are black hairs gone? Teeth gone. Where is that body gone? Finish. I am here. My child body is gone, I am here. My youth body is gone, I am here. So one day this old body will go, still I will be. That is geometry. This angle is equal to this angle, therefore this angle is equal to this angle. When child body is gone, I am here. When youth body is gone, I am here. So when this body will go, I will also be here. So body changes, not me. I remember as a child how nonsense I was in school, how naughty I was. I remember it. But where is that body? I cannot do that nonsense now. Bachche ki tarah, I cannot do now. This is gone. So body is gone, but I am here. I was in a child body. Child body is finished, I am here. Youth body is finished, I am here. This body will finish, but still I will live. That is soul. There is an explanation given that how I am still here. Any other question? Thank you very much. Can you for a few minutes chant with us holy name? Aye. So what is it?